Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right, let me see if we can hear me now. All right, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 18th of 2019 at the time. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Had a couple of technical difficulties, but I think we're rocking and rolling. So I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Today, we want to talk about how your goals equal your gold. Your goals are your gold. And this show is very, very, all these shows are important. But this one is really important because this breaks down or helps us to break down this ideal of understanding the importance of what a lot of these scriptures talks about, which is a brain immersed in a goal or a brain immersed in a solution. Now, this is one of the most important, you know, keys. And there's a lot of keys. There are a lot of things that's very important. But this one is really, really important. So this key is extremely important for you to over and understand how to accomplish or manifest things in your life. At the end of the day, very few things are more important than manifesting or understanding how to get things done. Now, there's one thing to have a wish, have an ideal, have, you know, a specific plan and want to get from point A to point B. But how to get from point A to point B, that's the smoking gun. That's what all this is about. Everything in life is about epigenetics. It's about understanding how to take where you are at and don't change where you are at, meaning don't try to change the self. Your flaws, that's you like your galls. Your flaws is like your galls. Your flaws are the things that establish your laws. So your flaws, if you look at the word flaws, it's the word F-L-A-W and, you know, S. So flaws is like your F laws. It's like faith laws. So flaws are actually something that is beneficial. Because a flaw is a mark. A flaw is a imperfection. A flaw is something that creates or weakens. Now, the scripture tells us that in our weakness, something happens. So, you know, in my weakness, something happens. So this ability to understand that a flaw is not necessarily a bad thing. A flaw is actually a good thing because in my weakness, he does something. Meaning in my weakness, anytime my flesh is weak, my spirit is strong. Since my flesh is warring against my spirit and the spirit is warring against the flesh, this is extremely important because, again, we're talking about accomplishing goals. Now, it's one thing to have goals. Everybody got goals. But how many people accomplish those goals? Now, I know a lot of people that have a lot of ideals, a lot of goals, a lot of wishes, a lot of dreams. But I don't know a lot of people who are able to manifest those dreams, those wishes, and those ideals. And so it's one thing to have them. But how do we manifest? So at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how to manifest things. And so the scripture says when Paul is talking to, you know, source code, hey, I got a problem over here. Now, is there anybody on the call that don't got a problem? Okay, that's what I thought. So we all got, quote, unquote, problems, situations, issues, flaws. So Paul says three times, you know, to source, like, hey, take this away from me. And notice the reply. The reply was, he said, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. So even though he's telling him to do something, you know, God, source, is telling him, okay, that my grace is sufficient. So it's this ability to understand how this takes place. That's extremely important. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about it from a perspective of understanding that each one of the, you know, goals in life is very important because that's how we reach or establish our goals. So G-O-L-A-L-S gives us G-O-L-D. But we got to understand what that is. So let's start off with understanding, okay, what is a goal? Now, everybody got goals. We all have them. And that's a good thing. So with these goals, it allows us to establish specific roles. And your ability to understand how your goals lead to the roles is important. Because goals without a plan is just a dream. And 90% of the, you know, people playing net have goals. But very few have roles, which is a plan. But so before we get into the roles, which is a plan, we've got to understand the goals. It's because goals establish a specific state. So if you could live your life in a mental state where those goals are already fulfilled, then that's the key. But how do we get to the point where we are able to live our life in a mental disposition where those goals are actually fulfilled mentally, not physically? So your brain knows that you're trying to pull a fast one. So the brain rejects it, and it causes internal cognitive dissonance. Well, what we're talking about doing the evening shows doesn't take place. And that is, you do not have the ability to enter the course. There is no internal course. And we'll be breaking that down tonight at 7. So hopefully everybody's tuning in as we break down, you know, sex and marriage, so you're able to understand what that is really about, which is establishing and manifesting goals. Because manifesting is fruit. Fruit is the result of you engaging in intercourse, or you giving in, you're involved in an internal course. That's a role. We'll be breaking that down tonight. Since most people don't understand that, they don't understand the daily, really the minute or the second, the minute, the hour, the day, the week, the month, and the weekly goal. They don't have them. A lot of people don't have them. And you may be listening to me today, and you don't have them. So therefore, your neurons are not firing. Now, it's been scientifically proven that neurons that fire together wire together. So the neurons that fire together, one standing alone, easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Neurons that fire together, they wire together. So repeated behavior, whether it be good or bad, gets wired in the brain. And it is triggered by any type of a deeper emotional response. So your ability to understand that if I can get my neurons to fire together, whether good or bad, the brain is not a moral mechanism. It doesn't just only fire on moral ideals or thoughts or images. But the brain also fires on negative ideals, thoughts, or images. That's why phantasmagoria is so important. That's true goal setting. So for the goal to produce a state of happiness, or for the goal, you have to understand what is a goal. So when you get a bunch of, you know, mundane activities together and you're doing things and you set a goal, but it doesn't produce an emotional response, that's not a goal. So if I set a goal to speak German, now, I know nothing about German, but, you know, I just think that, you know, learning how to speak German would be cool. I don't really necessarily, it doesn't really do anything for me emotionally. Now, it doesn't really spark my interest. It doesn't make me get up early in the morning. It doesn't, you know, make me stay up late at night. It doesn't make me go out and buy no courses, nothing. But let's say, for example, I met, you know, the girl of my dreams, and she just happened to be German. And for whatever reason, she's all in my Kool-Aid and I'm all in her Kool-Aid. But we got a language issue. How fast you think I would learn to speak German? I think I'd be speaking German probably in about a week. Probably fluent in about 2 weeks. Why? All of a sudden, I got something that creates an emotional charge. See, when you got goals that don't produce an emotional charge, they goals, they're great, they're off the hizzle for shizzle. I know, I got a few of those myself. One of those is speaking German. However, you know, I'm not taking no classes in German. I know nothing about speaking German. Playing the piano, that's another one. Now, when I was a kid, I knew a little bit. My mom passed away, and I stopped practicing. Now, I still would like to learn and pick up, you know, and all my brothers and sisters, a lot of people, you know, everybody play, sing, preach, everybody do something in church. You know, I'm the Long Ranger. So there is a goal, you know, to play the piano, to go pick it back up. I got to go. But however, yeah, plenty of, you know, there's no emotional charge, so it's not frequently repeated. So I don't frequently repeat, you know, going to the, you know, picking that keyboard. And I got a keyboard in the garage. I got a keyboard in the living room. I think about three keyboards. Them suckers are full of dust. I have not frequently repeated any keyboard practicing. Why is that? There's no get up and get them. I don't have no get up and get them. So I got goals, but my goals are not producing no gold. So how come I'm not a Grammy Award winning keyboard player? How come I'm not like a world renowned pianist? How come nobody knows me as the master pianist 33? Because playing a freaking keyboard doesn't do nothing for me emotionally. Your goals are the same, so therefore they're not goals. So I don't care what you would like to do. It is not a goal unless it produces an emotional response. Number one, you got the wrong goals. 99% of the people that's a member of the Kingdom Unites Training Center and the Life Management System, y'all chugging along, y'all struggling because you got the wrong goals. Now, they're great goals. If I get it twisted, I want to speak German one day. I want to play the keyboard one day. You know, there's a lot of things I would like to do. However, those things, they don't curl my toes. Those are not toe-curling activities. A goal is a toe-curling activity. Let me say it again. This is the best way I can put it. I got to, you know, I'm just a country boy from Texas. And so, you know, toe-curling, you know, it's like a lizard on a hot rock. That's how we say it down chimp, down south. If you don't find you an activity that makes you feel like a lizard on a hot rock on a hot sunny day in Texas, boo-boo, your dog ain't going to hunt. I'm just going to keep it real. So let me make sure you understand. It's not about the flaws. It's not about your negative habit pattern. All of this stuff are great. You know, it's good to remove those because they don't come back and bite you in the aspiratus later. Because if you don't deal with it now, you got to deal with it tomorrow. So I started off dealing with the negative habit pattern, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is what curls your toes. Now, a lot of people can tell me, you know, what they are against. But very few people can tell me what they are for. So what I did was I did a process of elimination. I wrote down on a piece of paper what I am against, what I hate in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So I dislike certain attributes and characteristics, you know, in females. And so the opposite was the things that I liked. And so I wrote that down. And then that's what I ordered. Now, I dislike things in the area of wealth, like making money. That's a plethora of ways to make money. One way I know I don't like, because I tried it. I remember I just worked for this roofing company, and being on top of a roof outside in Texas in August, I tried it, boo-boo. I don't know if y'all tried it. Y'all might want to pimp the game. You might want to try it. But for this Negro, you won't see me on top of nobody's roof in Texas. And no, I don't give a damn what month it is. So I know I don't do that. Because I tried it and I didn't like it. So sometimes you have to go through the process, you know, you got to try it out because you don't know. So how do you know you don't like being a lifeguard? Now, I was a lifeguard in Hawaii on Waikiki Beach before most of y'all was born. And I like swimming. I love snorkeling, deep sea diving. I love the water. But it was something about being, number one, the only raisin out there on the whole beach. I was the only Negro out there. That was the first issue. The second issue, you know, I'm caramel. I'm trying to keep my color. I'm not trying to get blue-black. But being out there in that sun in Waikiki, it was great. But, you know, and I like swimming. It was a lot of good attributes. And it was a lot of scenic. there was a lot of visual stimulation. Let's put it that way. There was a lot of bikinis everywhere on the beach. However, sitting out there in that sun for 8 hours a day, yeah. But I had to try it first. And then I realized, okay, check. Okay, lifeguarding, that's out. So I like, you know, exercising. Y'all know I like exercising and stuff, so I went in, you know, I got my certification, got me a job, started off working at the front door. Next thing you know, I was a general manager of one of the biggest, in fact, the biggest health and fitness center in San Antonio. Matter of fact, for square feet, I think it's still the biggest. And I was running the whole gym. Man, that was my dream job. I loved it. Y'all have no idea. Getting paid $5,000 a week. Company car, free supplements, access to the gym. The scenery wasn't bad either. You know, a lot of eye candy everywhere. Life was good. But that was that was toe curling. But then I found something that curled my toes even more. So I had a dilemma. And thankfully, now this is how the universe works. So I like the gym. I like the eye candy in the gym. I like the free supplements. I like the $5,000 a week. I like the company car. Everything was great. The only thing that was missing, there was no esoteric nothing. There was no, I still had a concern. There was still something in the back of my brain that thought about, wow, how I was raised when I was a kid. Why did I go all through, I went through all of that for nothing? And then remember, I had already been in the church, and at that time I had left the church. And I was still struggling with the ideal of how come everybody in my family is in the church? Why are we really religious but we're not intelligent? I could understand why. Everybody. And I could understand that somebody, but on my mother's side anyway. Everybody and their grandmother was, you know, get there early and stay late. So that just kept burning in the back of my brain. So I had to try to figure out, okay, why, what was going on with that issue? And so I wasn't able to research that while doing something else. And so that created a problem that it didn't go away. And so the ability to really understand how you can go through certain things, and that is why it is okay to start something, just start. See, with goals, you don't know until you're in it. Sometimes. Now, there's something that's really obvious. August, Texas, roof, that's pretty obvious. It's 100 degrees outside. On top of the roof, it's like 110. But I had to try it anyway. Again, y'all know I'm a little slow. But I figured it out. But working in the gym was great, but something was greater. Because something, it's like if you got 10 points and you got a job and it has 8 points, there's 2 points it don't have, but it got 8. And you're like, okay, man, this is good. There's 10 things that I want, you know, salary, location, you know, the duties, the function. And you list these 10 attributes and characteristics that you want in your dream job and your dream fitness, you know, your dream wisdom, your dream relationships. And so something comes along and it got 6 or 7 points. But, you know, you're looking for that 10-pointer. Now, what do you do until you find that 10-pointer? Because sometimes you don't know if that's going to be the 10-pointer or not until you get in it. That's how fitness was for me. So when I went into health and fitness, it was let's keep it real. It was off the hizzle full shizzle. However, it was an 8-pointer. It wasn't a 10-pointer. So what I'm doing now is a 10-pointer. See, what I was doing before was an 8-pointer. So I had to give up the 8, but I wasn't willing to give up the 8-pointer for the 10-pointer. But I wanted the 10-pointer. That caused cognitive dissonance. So guess what happened? I got fired from the 8-pointer. In fact, the company got brought out, and they said, hey, we like you, youthebomb.com, but we're not going to pay you $5,000 a week. We're not going to give you no expense account. We're not going to do it. So everything that my previous boss was doing, the new company that came in, in fact, it was Gold's Gym, and they was like, hey, we like you, man, but you ain't that good. So I said, well, I ain't working for less. So they said, please turn in your keys and your badge, sir. Thank you for your service. And I was unemployed. And I remember the same thing. I remember wanting a new car and just saying, hey, I talking to the wife, you know, hey, man, we want an upgrade. Let's get a new car. We're like, man, but how are we going to get a new car? You know, this, that, and that. This is way back. Then about a week later, maybe 2 weeks later, we driving on the way to lunch, and boom. We got T-boned in the intersection, and I ordered it. Now, back then, you know, I was a lot younger, not that much younger, but I was a little bit younger, a little bit stupider, and so therefore I didn't know. I didn't know that I was causing all my own problems. That's why I didn't have no gold, because gold, G-O-L-D. The reason I didn't have no gold, because I had the wrong roles, which are the wrong goals. So I had the wrong R-O-A-L-S, R-O-L-E-S, and I had the wrong G-O-A-L-S. That's the problem that everybody has. Everybody got the wrong goals. Because if you, the brain works automatically. The brain, it is not possible for the brain not to work unless you got touched in the head when you were little. If you got dropped on your head when you were little, okay, if you're part of the LLD club, okay, that's another study for another time. You know, me and my wife got this joke that we, you know, LLD means little lost dummy. So if you're part of the LLD club, okay, then you get a pass. You know, that's you got some extenuating circumstances that we got to take into consideration. Now, there are some people that are born, you know, and I'm joking around, but with all seriousness, there are some people that are born, you know, with mental issues. But, you know, other than that, if you are, you know, a healthy individual that was not, you know, born with any adversities, then where you are at is where you want to be. Now, when I tell people that, especially women, they get real upset. When a woman is in a relationship with a dude that's beating the snot out of her, and I tell her, you want to get beat? Yeah, the reaction is usually, I usually make sure I'm close to my car or I got my hand on my pistol. Because most women, they don't understand. Men, too. Let's keep it real. Men, too. When I tell men that, okay, dude, like, especially grown men, I know a lot of grown men that their life sucks. And when you tell them that you are happy and you want a fucky life, they look at me a little cray-cray. Like, I like same thing with Christians. I talked to Christians and said that y'all broke, busted, and disgusted, and y'all like and y'all want to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And you see somebody, unless they're part of, you know, something that the Bible talks about, you know, who sinned? Did the mother sin or this sin? You know, when they ask, this man was born blind. Why was he born blind? And the Bible says he's born that way so that where the glory of God can be fulfilled in him. So unless you were born with a specific calamity, and the reason why, according to the scripture, is that, you know, in that situation, God's going to get the glory. So this show is not for you if you're one of those people. If you're born with something, that's a totally different topic. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about healthy, you know, everything functions. There's grown Negroes in their 40s sitting at home eating Captain Crunch cereal, playing video games all day, and they pissed off and they blame the white man because they ain't got no money. That's the Negroes I'm talking to, them. Yeah, boo-boo, that's you, I'm talking to you. If you are grown and you ain't got no mental issues, you ain't got no excuses other than you just lazy, yeah, this show is for you. You have the wrong goals. Probably don't have any goals. That's why you ain't got no goal. So G-O-L-D, when you take out the L, we get rid of the loser. When you get rid of Lucifer, you got G-O-D. So God equals goals. And if you look at the word goals and the word roles, they're very similar. A goal implies a role. That's something that you do. That's called a plan. So if you got a goal but you don't have a plan, you're not going to produce no gold. Now, the beautiful thing about the source code, about, you know, the G of all G's, is that anytime he gives you a goal, a G-O-A-L, he automatically is going to assign you a role, a R-O-L-E. And that role is going to have, again, a plan, a step-by-step process. All you got to do is find a goal that's a 10-pointer. Right now, your goal that you got is a 6-pointer. It's a 5-pointer. Now, how do you get a goal and you don't even know what a 10-point goal is? Well, people used to tell me that. I remember going through all the self-help marketing stuff and, you know, the Tony Robbins and, man, especially back in the Amway days. Oh, man, I remember my upline, man, Swager. Man, he drive around in this, man, pimped out, you know, tour bus that looked like one of the, you know, like out of country and Western singers. You know, they travel around the country and they got these buses that's a freaking rolling house. And I remember he used to come to these Amway rallies and he'd come up there and he used to tell us, your goal is not big enough. Your goal is not big enough. Your goal is not big enough. He said, your dream. He used the word dream. Your dream is not big enough. And then he said, got to dream bigger. So, okay. I really didn't want a Lamborghini until they told me that the car that I want wasn't big enough. Because if it was big enough, you know, I would have it. So after, you know, years of crashing and burning by making bigger goals, you know, hey, I just want $100,000, you know. They say that's not big enough. It's not? Well, for me, $100,000, that was a lot of money back then. Like in the 80s, $100,000 was a lot of money. So I had these goals. But they told me in the self-help movement that my goals were not big enough. And the proof that they told me that my goals were not big enough was I wasn't taking action. They said that your goal is too little. I said, it is? So he said, yeah, God wants you to dream big, brother. Go big or go home. I'm like, really? They said, yes, sir. And I was like, oh, okay. Let me go back to my dream board and let me put more money, more cars. I just need a 3-bedroom. No, that ain't big enough. I need a 10-room, but I don't know 10 bedrooms. Yes, you do, because that's going to motivate you. If you get a bigger dream, then that's going to give you a bigger motivation. That means that's a guaranteed toker. That's a 10-pointer. That's what they told me in the self-help movement, so I did. And I crashed and burned for a good 20 years. Now, before that, it was the name it and claim it. It was the faith movement. Now, back then, when I was a licensed ordained minister, that's when John Avanzini, Kenneth Copeland, Oral Roberts, that's when all those dudes were big. And they, hey, man, if you were sick, that means you didn't have no faith. That if you was poor, you didn't have no faith. It wasn't God's fault. It was your fault, boo-boo. You ain't got no faith. And I was like, I don't? He said, no, nigga, you ain't got no faith. Well, how do you know I ain't got no faith? You ain't got no money. Well, yeah, that was true. That was right. So the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me it was my fault because I didn't have no faith. So I say, okay, God. So I went and prayed and I fasted and I did my Bible. I did everything that Reverend Dr. Bishop told me to do. Because they said, brother, hey, God got to. If you make this vow, God got to return it to you 100-fold. I'm like, really? He said, yes, sir. I'm like, okay, sign me up for that program. So I signed up for that program. Guess what happened? 20 years crashing and burning. Why? This shit ain't got nothing to do with your faith. This ain't got nothing to do with the size of your damn goals. This has to do with you getting in contact and having clarity of your role. That's the smoking gun. There's no Reverend Dr. Bishop on this planet that's going to tell you that. It ain't got nothing to do with God. When Jesus died on the cross and he left and he said, it is finished, I'm out of here, it was finished. He said he left his Holy Spirit. So the Ruach and the Pneuma is going to lead you and guide you. That's inside your neck, by the way. But if you want to believe in the one that's outside the neck, you can believe in that one too. But when you get done, you want to believe with the one that's going to change your DNA, that's going to activate, and it's going to break down the genie in the genes. The genie is in the genes. The genie is not in the genitals. Now, I used to think the genie was in my genitals. And so I was throwing my genitals around. But let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, the genie is not in your genitals. Now, your genitals may be great. I ain't mad at you. But when you get finished, you might want to focus on the freaking genes. That's what the whole book of Genesis is about. It's trying to put emphasis on the freaking genes. And the whole Bible is about epigenes, or epigenetic. In the Bible, it's called epigenosko. So without that, and what is epigenosko? Epigenosko is what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 3. All throughout the Bible, we see the word faith. That's what it's talking about. So a faith is a finished product. So when God starts something, he starts at the end, and then he backs up, and then he begins. You should do the same thing. That's what I do. That's a goal. A goal is a finished, it's finished in your freaking skull, because that's the real world. So in your brain, that should be a finished model of your wealth, whatever it is. And in your brain, in my brain, there is $1 million in my account. And right next to that $1 million, goal, G-O-A-L-E, there is $1 million role, R-O-L-E. And every day for the last year, almost 2 years, I've been getting up and fulfilling that role, regardless of the goal. I married the role. I did not marry the goal. I am married to the role of being a multimillionaire. I am married to the role of being Master Teacher 33. I am married to the role of being healthy. I am married to the role of every organ functioning in my body according to its purpose, its original design. I am married to the role that my body renews itself at a younger rate. That means that my cells renew themselves at a younger rate, not an older rate. I am married to that role. So when I wake up, I am married. There is a holy matrimony. There is heteros gamos between me, the road, the gold. That equals gold. That is G-O-L-D. That is G-O-D. That is G-O-O-D. That is God. That is good. That is gold. That is God, good, gold. If you do that process, that's how God created everything. That's how you create everything. Your ability to maintain the finished product in your skull, that's a goal. A goal is a finished product. So there's an image in my brain of me being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in total enrichment with myself, with my God, with my wife, and with others. It is downloaded into my brain. So every day I don't have to wonder, what's my target? What do I do? I never wake up and have to write out a to-do list. Now, when I was younger, dumber, stupider, I had to-do lists because that's what they told me in the self-help movement. That's what they told me when I took all the self-improvement courses. I used to have a vision board, too. I used to do what it says to think you grow rich, wake up every day and tell myself and do mantras. And I used to do chants. I used to do, you know, meditation and Tai Chi and yoga and all that stuff. I used to do all that stuff, too. None of that worked. What worked is the brain immersed in the solution. That's the only thing that works. As it says in the Gospel of Thomas, anything that precedes you in thought is going to precede you in kingdom. Any thought or any activity that you do, any energy that you put into is going to precede you. Anything that you put energy into, if you put energy into yoga, yoga is going to precede you into the kingdom. If you put energy into Tai Chi, Tai Chi is going to precede you into the kingdom. Because Tai Chi is what you're holding in your head. The kingdom is not. Wherever you store up your treasure, there your heart is also. So you're supposed to store up for yourself the treasures in heaven. The word heaven means your head. It's the head up. So if your treasure is not in your head, if the goal is not in your head, the goal cannot be on a piece of paper. The goal got to be on your head. Now, you can put it on a piece of paper until you can get it into your head. But once you get it into your head, you don't need no piece of paper. So the goal establishes the gold, the G-O-L-D. Without a goal, it's just a wish. Goals with a plan automatically produces gold. So you got to have a goal. But the problem is nobody told you or me what a goal is until now. Again, search the internet, talk to your guru friends, and ask them, okay, how do I find my goal? Call the Reverend Dr. Bishop, consult the Kudandero, hang out with a couple of shamans, go get a tarot card reader, find you a witch, wizard, and ask them, what is my goal? Ask anybody on this planet, what is your goal, your personal goal, yours, nothing generic. When they're reading your palm and they're going to say, oh, you know, I see in your future, you know, a tall, dark, handsome man, and y'all going to get married. Okay, what's his name? What's his eye color? Ask for some specifics. They're not going to be able to give you no specifics because they ain't got no specifics. They just shooting in the dark. That's not a goal. A goal is specific. See, you got a plan, but your plan is not specific. So the brain knows it's too gray. The brain doesn't act upon gray. The brain acts upon clarity. Crystal clear clarity curls toes, not gray. So if I'm looking and I see you in the distance, but my vision is a little off. Let's say I see somebody out in the distance, and it looked like my friend. Let's say it looks like my wife, but they're you know, they got the same, you know, the short, got the, you know, got the fro and everything, but my vision is off. I don't got 20/20 vision. I ain't got my glasses. Now, thankfully, I do got 20/20 vision. But let's say if I didn't and I couldn't see. But it looks fuzzy. But it looks kind of like my wife. And I run up on this person, I grab them, and I, you know, put my lips on their lips. Then the next thing you know, I get punched in the balls and punched in the lips. And then if she know a little something, I probably get tased. And I go down and start shaking. And I'm like, what the is going on? But because I ain't got no vision, because I don't got clarity, I moved in the wrong direction. So everybody talks about goals and planning and, you know, all the stuff that we talk about in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. But let me make sure that you got crystal clear clarity. Because the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Now, I don't care what you're doing today, and I do these shows all the time, and we drop nuggets every day. And I drop a lot of nuggets. But let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. I've been on both sides of sin. I've tried this with the faith movement. I tried it with, you know, in quote unquote traditional Christianity. Didn't work. And I tried this with psychology. I tried it with sociology. I tried it with sexuality. None of those things work. But the moment I got clarity, and Dr. Maslow did tell me this, he just could not tell me second base. He told me, Negro, you need to find your purpose. Okay. Sir, what is my purpose? Well, you gotta go ask God. So I did. Now, I don't know about you. I didn't hear no audible voice. I didn't have no burning bushes. I don't know, maybe God just didn't like me. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. But all I know, I've heard people tell me that. Well, they heard God tell them. And God told them that. Like, God didn't tell me nothing. You know how I found my purpose? By doing some freaking research. By doing exactly what the Bible says. Study to show yourself approved unto God. That's how I found gold. I found gold. I found good. And I found God. By actually implementing what the word of God says. Not by just walking around with a belief system. I actually did something. I actually got up off of my aspiritus. And I actually did something. Because faith without ergon, faith without works, and we broke this down already. The word ergon means a brain immersed in a solution. That is the only problem that you got today. Your brain is not immersed in a solution. Because the next question should be the question that I had when I was younger, dumber, and stupider, which is, what is the solution? Let's say, now this, that's an honest question. Let's say you got a disease, and let's say that it's incurable. So they told me that AIDS was incurable. And I did some research, and then I found Dr. Sabi. They told me cancer is incurable. And then I did some research, and I found Max Gershon. You know, and I found Jethro Klaus. I found Royal Raymond Rife. I found, you know, people, you know, who understood that all disease is basically a lack of oxygen. Basically, a lack of electricity. Basically, it's a lack of alkalinity. Basically, it's too much mucus in the body. So, your goal is the result of you clarifying it, finding the solution, because it is there. So, a goal, now remember, the definition, and I reposted on my Facebook page today, why rich people don't like poor people. And the answer to that, all my rich friends, like most of my rich Caucasian friends that don't like black people, because most black people are lazy. And they're not lazy because they're lazy. They're lazy because they can't find a solution to their problem. They can't find a solution to their problem because they really ain't really looking. They really don't want a solution to their problem. They really don't want a solution to their problem because they really don't believe, they really don't think that there is a solution. Like, why would you look for something if you've been told that it doesn't exist? Anybody? So if I told you there is no cure for cancer, And he's like, damn, you know what? He got a white jacket on. You know, he says PhD. He says, you know, doctor. He's been to medical school. And he comes in and he tells me, there is no cure. Do y'all know that right now there are people walking around with pink shirts on, raising money for cancer society? There are people right now, today, right now. There's commercials come on TV right now, today, to raise money for sickness that has already been cured. So how come they don't know that there's already a cure for cancer? Can somebody please explain that to me? Why do we got a cancer society that's fighting against cancer? And it's already a cure for cancer. They're still researching. They want you to donate your money so they can research to find a cure. So, and you tell me now, that's the problem of what I'm talking about. Now, you got the same problem. Your problem is just not cancer. It could be poverty. It could be more bills than money. And so in your brain, there's no solution to that problem because you hang around with people who tell you, there's no solution to poverty, man. You can only make $12 an hour. And you're a black man in America. I'm sorry. It's just the white man, he got his foot on your neck, man. Let's just all get together, and we're going to sing Kumbaya, and we're just going to, you know, just going to just hope and pray that one day the white man take his feet off your neck. Until then, Bobo, there ain't nothing you can do. There are people who believe that. I've met them. I've talked to them personally. There's nothing that they can do. It's outside of their realm of opportunity. God, their God, his arms is too short. He can't help them. See, I got a different God. My God is all-knowing. My God is all-power. My God is all-present. He walked through demons and devils daily. So you got to, you know, again, gold is code for God. Get rid of Lucifer. Take the L out. Gold equals God. God is a God of goals, not gold. God likes goals because goals mean growth. Growth means life, and God likes life. He came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not gold. Gold is just a byproduct of goals. Goals is the key to life. You got the wrong goals. See, you ain't got a goal that does for you what my goal does for me. Like right now, if I kept talking, I would say something that would put my that would probably be not a good thing to say because it would offend some people, and I don't want to offend some people, but I am so adamant and so excited for what God did for me. Now I don't know where you came from. I can't speak on it. Maybe you're a Joel Osteen Christian. I don't know. Maybe the hardest thing that happened in your life was you had a flat tire on the freeway, and you had to change it by yourself. And maybe that was like that was the worst thing that happened to you in your life. But you see where I came from? y'all better stop playing. Y'all gonna get me emotional. See, people, they don't understand my praise. They don't understand my righteous indignation. Because see, they didn't get that metal pipe on their back when they was five. They don't understand. So I can't do non people. I can't do people that ain't people. There's a lot of people that ain't people. I just can't do it. I can't hang out with people who play church. I can't. I try to fit in that box, but I can't. God has done too much for me. I'm too blessed. I know too much. I know too much to play church. I know too much just to play with God. I know too much. I know God heals cancer. He gave us a formula. He put people on earth. He died. That was their purpose. They were born to assist you. Do you know right now there are many members and they are one body? The Bible says why he made some pastors, some teachers, some prophets, some evangelists. Why did he do that? Why in the world would God give us different purposes? Why aren't we all master teacher 33s? Why are there some master 22 builders? Why are there some master 11, you know, spiritual intuitives? Why are there some people with life path number one that are independent leaders? Why are there people that are tools that are peacemakers? Why are there people that with life path three, they are creators? Why are there people with a life path number four and they are hard workers? Why in the hell do we got life path number five Them suckers just want to walk around and have fun. They want to live a life of adventure. They actually want to go out and, you know, party like rock stars. And then why in the world would God make me a six? I actually am compassionate. I actually like you. I be trying every day to dislike people. It is hard as hell. I want to dislike people, and I can't. I'm wired. I got to like you, man. So, man, as much as I hate it, I love you. I don't want to love you, but I got to. I'm wired that way. I don't know what else to do. You can slap me, and I'm going to forgive you. You can rip me off. There are people who stole my stuff. I got attorneys telling me, dude, that dude's over there doing your dick in the report and making money. He stole all of your intellectual property. My kids are like, Dad, you need to sue. You need to go in, man. You need to shut down. I said, well, you know, why I'm making too much money to argue and fight. Yeah, but he used to be your client. He was one of your best friends, and now he stabbed you in the back. You just going to let it go? Well, you know, kumbaya. Hakuna Matata. That's me. Why in the world did God make me with a loving and compassionate heart? And then there's sevens out there. Why do we got sevens? Them suckers know everything. They just intellectual gurus. They don't even know how they know. They just know. They wake up in the morning and they just know shiznits. And they always right. You don't know any sevens. If you know somebody's a seven, you just might don't even argue with no seven. You're going to lose that argument. They don't even know how they know. They got spiritual intellect. It's downloaded. It's in their freaking genes. It's in their DNA. Why would God do that? And then on top of that, there's people walking on here with life path number eight. Them suckers can combine heaven and earth. They always got money. My son, that little sucker's an eight. I don't know. He always got money. He just went to Amsterdam. He went to Spain. He went to Germany. He went to UK. This fool went to UT Austin 4 years. I think in that whole 4 years, I think I maybe have gave him $200. Now, granted, he used my Hazelwood Act to pay for the books and tuition. Do you know how much the tuition is to go to UT per semester? It's like $40,000. How in the world? I don't know. I don't even know how he did it. I'm still trying to figure it out. And he's my son. But he's an eight. He's a money magnet. People just like him. Everywhere he go, people like him. They always, since he was born, can do this, can do this. Everybody like him. Why did God make people like that? Then there are nines. There are people that are life path number nine. Oh, man. Those are royalty. They when they look bad, they look good. A nine, they just spiritual royalty. All a nine got to do is just show up. They ain't got to do nothing. They just spiritual royalty. They just, everywhere they go, people treat them like kings and queens. They don't even know why. Everybody's blessed. There is no problems. Nobody got no issues. So we gotta fabricate something. Everybody is so blessed, but we got to make up stuff. We got to make up stuff like homelessness. We got to make up stuff like obesity. What the hell is that? We got to make up stuff like arrested development disorder. What? We got to make up stuff like ADD. Little Johnny goes to school. Little Johnny just does everything that little kids do. He likes to play. He talks out of turn. He gets out of his seat. He laughs and jokes. But we got to give little Johnny some medication because he's normal. What the is that? That's what we're doing. Everybody's normal, but now normal is abnormal. So we got to demonize normal. So what we've done is we created problems that don't exist. We are all in heaven, but we turn heaven into hell. Why? I'm still trying to figure it out. Now, again, I'm just talking about me. When I finally woke up, I was like, what the hell am I angry about? Why am I got the activities of my limbs. Both eyes work. Both legs work. I've seen dudes in wheelchairs. I've seen people that are blind. I've seen people that lost their limbs. I've seen homeless people. I got a big-ass house. I got 3 cars in the driveway. I got a beautiful wife sitting upstairs. I got money in my pocket. All my children, I ain't buried nobody. None of my siblings, neither. Now, what the do I got to be pissed off about? Can somebody please, somebody email me and tell me why, that's why I don't do negative, man. So when somebody come around me, well, brother, what had happened was, dude, you got the wrong one, boo-boo. God has been too good. That's why I can't play. See, a lot of people, they go to church and they got problems. And so they got to have an altar call and people got to pray for them. What y'all praying for? Like for real. I don't know why y'all praying. Because life is good. Oh, you got a couple of dings. Those dings, that's your money. God's trying to pay you. You know that those flaws are your problems. That's your profit. So God is trying to pay you, and you're trying to get the money back. What? So God takes you through something so that way you can do something, because you ain't got nothing to do. You're so good, you are a god with amnesia. So God gives you a little touch of amnesia so that way you can have something to do while you're here. Because otherwise, like, come on, like, be for real. If you was all-knowing, all-power, all-present, like, what are you going to do here while you're on earth? So you gotta. God gave you a little amnesia in a form of what we call ignorance, because that's all poverty is. All problems is we're ignoring solutions. If you got a money problem, you're ignoring something. If you got a health problem, you are ignoring something. If you got a wisdom problem, you're ignoring something. That's called ignorance. Ignore the word ignore is in the word ignorance. If you got a relationship problem, you're ignoring something. So to stop ignoring, that means consciousness. That means awareness. That means perception. That's why that's the only thing I do. I make a lot of money telling people you don't have a problem. And I say, yes, I do. They say, yes, I do. Okay, you got a vision problem. You can't see. Remember, I said, if I run up on somebody that is further away, I can't see them. They look like, and I assume. See, that's the problem. See, a goal is crystal clear. So if you ain't got 20/20, if you ain't got the vision of an eagle and the disposition of a lion, you're going to tongue kiss the devil in the mouth. Guaranteed. It's just a matter of time. You're going to run up on the wrong person. You're going to think it's God, and it's going to be the devil. You're going to be blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, snap, that's the wrong, my bag. That's it, brothers and sisters. Life. And I know that they're real issues. I remember back when I was going through, and I would hear people like me, like what I'm saying right now, and I would get really pissed off because I would say to myself, he don't understand. He's not in my shoes. He's not. I remember when I was 13, and I remember, man, I don't even know if I can say this without getting emotional. Let me drink some water. Let me tone it down a little bit. I remember when I was 13, bumping into my daddy and my biological father inside of a grocery store. And I remember my friend was with me, and I walked past him, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I stopped. And he kept walking. And my friend said, hey, Will, ain't that your daddy? Ain't that your dad? I'm like, yeah. Hey, damn, bro. And he didn't even speak. Like, but maybe he didn't see you. So I walked back around the other aisle so he could walk past me again. You know that nigga walked past me like I was a ghost? See, I've been in some dark places, brother and sister. I joke around and I play a lot because I can't afford to think or ponder or go back. Because then them demons, they still there. I just don't feed them. You do not want to see that the guy used to be. I like this version of myself. Now, y'all haven't seen the other Willie. Y'all like Will. Y'all don't want to meet Willie. I'm telling you, you don't want to meet Willie. I keep his ass buried. I don't feed him. He's chained up in the basement. I don't let him out. Because Willie is not a good dude. Now, Will, he all right. I got some issues. But Willie, oh, no. Willie, he climbs to your backyard tonight with a ski mask on. He's not a good dude. So I used to be that guy. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I wake up early. That's why I go to sleep late. That's why I got a brand new car in my driveway. That's why I refuse to let no devil, no demon, no doctor, no reverend, no bishop put nothing on me. Because I borrow everything that they got is child's play. They plan with imps. I used to be the devil. Y'all think y'all want to see the devil? Just go look at a picture. Go to my Facebook page. That used to be me. I used to be the devil. So I didn't have to go find him. I used to be him. I was not a good man. Now, I can bring my ex-wife on here. She will tell you. I can bring my two oldest kids in there. They will tell you what I used to do to them. You won't believe me if I told you. And it wasn't that long ago. It's not like it was, you know, three lifetimes ago. That used to be me. That's what God brought me from. Y'all don't understand. So people can't talk. Now, again, there's a lot of courses. There's a lot of fluff out there. There's a lot of advertising. There's a lot of programs out there that got clever marketing algorithms and all that stuff. You make a lot of money. I'm not in this for the money. Hell, I know how to make money. There's a lot of easier ways to make money than what I'm doing. I'm in this to freaking change lives, to get people out of the snare of the devil, which is in your own head, by the way. I'm here to and replace it with consciousness. That's why I get up early. That's why I stay up late. That's why I talk with righteous indignation. I hate ignorance, and I love consciousness. Those are not deities, by the way. I don't pledge allegiance to no deity, contrary to popular belief. I do pledge allegiance to awareness and conscience that has a name that we can assign. We can ascribe it a name. If you want to, you can ascribe it gender. You can just make it male or female. Hey, whatever floats your boat, boo-boo, I ain't mad at you. All I'm interested in one thing, consciousness. Can you see the elephant in the room? You ain't got to talk to it. You ain't even got to freaking address that mother, but do you see it? That's my question. Now, we can play, we can walk around, we can tap around, we can act like it ain't there, but trust me, I see it. My only concern is, do you see it? Do you see the devil in your head? Or are you ignoring the elephant in the room? You know there's a pain somewhere, but you're going to ignore that pain. You're going to act like it's not there. You're not going to come up with a plan and implement that plan to address that pain or that issue, because that pain is your body saying, yo, something is wrong. Now, you can choose to ignore it, or you can sit down and you can go to source and you can do some research and come up on the internet and figure out that, hey, if this hurts, that means that the body's missing this. And you can go to Walmart. You can go to, you know, your local grocery store. You can go to Whole Foods. You can go get you some herbs. You can get you some alkaline water. You can do something, boo-boo, to solve that issue. So if you got more bills than money, you don't have to live like that. There is something you can do. You can take the vehicle that I gave you, that 30 Steps in 30 Days, yeah, that program. You can actually listen to it. You can actually do what I'm doing. You can actually talk for an hour. You can take that talk. You can post it on YouTube. And then you can right-click on the little three dots on that YouTube channel where it says open transcript, and you can copy your own words. You can paste it on a Word document. You can edit it, put some pictures on it, and you can publish your own book. You can do that. Today is Wednesday, right? What's today, Thursday? Today's Thursday. By this time next week, you could be a published author. I have a series that I gave you called How to Publish a Book in 7 Days. There's nobody on this call that should not be a published author. Nobody on this call that know me. There is no way, if you know me, you should not be an author. I don't care if your book is 30 pages. I don't care if it's 830 pages. There is no way you should not have at least that done. No way. And you think you got a money problem? Oh, no, boo-boo. You ignoring what I'm saying. You got a ignoring problem. We are ignoring shizness, but we don't, in the United States of America, and during the age of Make America White Again, Make America Great. I'm sorry, my bad. Make America Great Again, even during this time, when they're trying to bring Jim Crow back, I mean, that's it. Damn, I'm sorry, my bad. When they're trying to, you know, pass the Patriot Act or add more to the Patriot Act to take away when Negroes are getting shot on the street, even now, there's not a Negro that can look me in the eye and tell me. No excuses. You cannot tell me that. You cannot. See, I know where I came from. You cannot tell me that there's nothing that you can do about your financial situation. You cannot tell me there's nothing you can do about your health situation. You can't tell me. Now, you can tell somebody else, but you can't tell me. There's nothing you can, you damn sure can't tell me that you can't do nothing about your wisdom problem. You mean that you can go to freaking, you go to the public library. You don't even got to have a computer. You can get to take an Uber. You can take a bus to the public library. Free computers, free internet. And research, just Google whatever your problem is. And guess what pop up? Answers. And you telling me that you got a problem. Nah, boo-boo. We don't have problems. Now, we just ignoring solutions, but we don't we don't have problems. A goal without a plan is a wish. I know a lot of people that got wishes. I know very few people that got goals. A goal is something that makes you talk like me. That's a goal. A goal is something that makes your that gives your pressure up. I'm gonna say give you high blood pressure. But a goal is something that curl your toes. A goal is something that makes you emotionally charged. A goal is something that makes you amped up, amplified, AMP, an amp, an electrical. A goal is something that produces an electrical current. It makes your sodium and potassium pump start pumping faster. That's a goal. Now, if you do not have one of those, I'm your boy. I will help you find one. All you got to do is just join the Life Mighty Mississippi. And I guarantee you, you stick around with me, I guarantee you, we're going to find your goal. And it ain't going to take me long. I do this for a living. And your toes are going to be curled. And you will wake up every day, and you're going to have a pep in your step. You're going to have a glide in your stride. Because now you got a reason. You got a why. Why do I do these shows every day? This is a free show. Free. Why do I do this show every day? I am replacing ignorance with awareness that I'm not a master teacher. I'm not a didactic teacher. I'm not a guru. What I do is I replace error with truth. That's what I do. Nobody on this earth. There are a lot of people that's the same. There ain't nobody on this earth better than me. I'm going to show you, hey, you are ignoring this. I'm here to expand your consciousness. That's what 33 means, by the way. 33 means Christ consciousness on a universal scale. I was born in September. Remember the one word everybody, oh, y'all forgot? Or everybody, y'all forgot y'all one word? Everybody, y'all should have it memorized, right? You should know. You should not have to wish, hope, or dream. You should know your one word purpose. You should know that. Nobody should have to tell you it. You should not ignore it. Stop ignoring it. If you're born in January, it's love. Don't ignore it. If you're born in February, it's spirituality. Don't ignore it. If you're born in March, it's courage. Don't ignore it. If you're born in April, it's an amplifier. We just talked about being amped up. That's your job. If you're born in April, don't ignore it. If you're born in May, balance. Don't ignore it. If you're born in June, wisdom, feminine energy specifically. That's love and compassion. If you're born in July, it's action, massive action. Don't ignore it. Don't stop ignoring it. That's the only way the enemy can get you. He got to get you to ignore you and get you to focus on something and someone else. Stop ignoring your one-word purpose. If it's July, action. If you're born in August, it's heart, mind, it's the soul. You are a soul healer if you're born in August. September, total awareness. What am I doing right now? Awareness. If you're born in September, don't ignore it. That's what you're doing. That's the only way poverty can exist. That's the only way the devil can hang out, is if you ignore God. If you ignore God, you're entertaining the devil. Total awareness. October, emotional balance. Stop ignoring it, because what is the opposite of emotional balance? Emotional imbalance. That might be going on. November, success. Wow. Are you serious? So if you're born in November, it's just like, all you got to do is just show up. You ain't got to do nothing. You automatically, you're born successful. November, success. December, wisdom, step a spiritual journey. So in the December, you already know that you're on a spiritual roller coaster, or a spiritual ride. It's spiritual. Might as well enjoy it. That's your purpose. That's what you should be doing. So you're supposed to teach that. January, teach love. February, teach spirituality. March, teach courage. April, teach amplification. May, teach balance. June, teach wisdom. July, teach action. August, teach soul healing. September, teach awareness. October, teach emotional balance. November, teach success. December, teach spiritual journey, spiritual wisdom. There's nobody as part of the Life Mindset System that don't have a goal. That one word I just gave you, that's your goal. That equals gold. If you do that, I guarantee you, because God honors his word above his own name, the source, I guarantee you, the source, I get my guarantee from him. So the source honors his word above his own name. He guarantees it. Source code guarantees it. So what should we do after we hang up right now? After you hang up right now, that your brain has to be immersed in that one word I just gave you. That your brain. My brain right now is immersed in awareness, and right now I'm thinking, what can I say? What can I do to help people become aware? Every day I wake up, that's the question I ask myself. I want to expand awareness. So your one word, every day you wake up, you should ask yourself, source, father, mother, Holy Spirit, you know, angel, bird, rabbit, squirrel, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever. How can I, what can I do to assist my brother and my sister more than it assists me? Because focus, money is focus energy that is delivered in the form of that one word I gave you in a manner that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. That's it. Focused energy. It has to be focused. And it must be focused in the form of a product, service, or information. What product, service, or information that I can produce that benefits other people more than it benefits me? I want to give more in use value than I receive in monetary value. So every day I wake up, that's why I got freaking 50 books. That's why I got 5,000 audio shows. That's why I got 500 videos. Because every day I say, what can I say to bring awareness? And I say, oh, people are not aware that fluoride makes you docile. That's why they put it in toothpaste. Okay, let me do a show to make people aware. And then tomorrow I will think, oh, people are not aware that if they don't have a goal with a plan, it's not going to take them to the gold. So, okay, let me talk about that. Now I'm doing the show tonight, getting ready. Oh, people are not aware that sex is not something that you do. Sex is something that you are. So let me make them aware. People are not aware that sex is a spiritual process that establishes masculinity and femininity. Sex is not about genitalia. Sex is about genes. People are not aware. So my job is to make you aware. So every day I wake up, I talk about things that make you aware, and that awareness makes you more money, makes you healthier, makes you more wisdom, and gives you the opportunity to engage in better relationships. That's my goal. And as long as I'm on, as long as I got that goal, the source gives me the role. And as long as I'm attached to my role, which is my plan, that takes me in the direction of my gold, my G-O-L-D. And I'm going to see y'all in the Bahamas, and we all be sitting around the table, sipping pina coladas at the beach, talking about, yeah, I remember back on April 18th when you did that show, talking about goals. That changed my life. That expanded my consciousness. Give me a high five. We're going to high five each other. Why? That's my purpose, to expand your consciousness. Now, my question to you, my beautiful sister and my educated brother, what's your goal? Let's establish your role so we can all make some gold. Because gold is God, and God is good. All the time. God, at least mine is, he's good all the time. So, brothers, sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. May the joy of heaven carry you for the rest of this day. May the Ruach and the Numa lead and guide you into all truth, because it will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is
is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outwork you.